I am totally sad and disappointed. We were about to travel with the youngsters we work with in my foundation to Italy for different shows. And seeing these young people so happy with the fact of having opportunities and perspective and being able to fight for and make something from their life and make their dream coming true and everything gave me such a hope for Mali these last years. And we couldn't imagine such a thing could happen in Mali. We just weren't able to fly because there was no flight and the airport closed. I knew there was tensions in Mali within the population. People couldn't understand what was happening in the north, and certainly there are problems, but I couldn't imagine this kind of thing. I mean, such violence could be the only solution for all the problems we have already.
What do you make of the international reaction to the violence? The African Union has suspended Mali as a member. The European Union has frozen aid. What do you think of that?
You know, as we say in Mali, many things in this world give birth to something smaller, but the violence is the only thing which gave birth to something bigger. That's the reason it can't be a solution, because it doesn't produce nothing, just more of itself. So I'm not surprised. And now what I hope is that at a certain moment, dialogue will take place and we'll be able to talk about all these problems and find real solutions, because the violence needed in the north is absolutely enough. We don't need more for the rest of Mali.
The leader of the
And
military coup, sorry to interrupt you, has said that
no problem.
the country was insecure. That's why he took this action. Does it feel like a country under strong control now? What does it feel like in the capital?
I don't think so. I mean, we are in our houses and we can't get out. And I mean, we can, but people don't feel really secured. And a few weeks ago, that wasn't the case in Bamako. So I think probably they know, militaries know more about the situation in the north, and probably they have their reason. And that's why they did such a thing. And the first thing I heard from them was that they didn't want the president to give them his place, but they just wanted arms to be able to fight correctly in the north. And I don't know finally why it turned this way. And anyhow, I think that they want something better for Mali. That's probably the reason they did that. But now the question is the situation better than the one we had before? And is violence can be a solution? And are they waiting for a few days to pass and try to make for us comfortable circumstances to be able to discuss and find real solutions finally? Now, I think what all the Malians are wondering about are these questions. What is going to happen now?